Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale history, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today we're hearing from Betty Jane Cabanis, longtime Longview resident, and she's talking today about Judson Schools and life after World War II.
That my daddy used to be a constable, and my mother was a bookkeeper. She did bookkeeping for different parts of Longview, and one of the things she was a bookkeeper for was the sheriff, Noble Crawford. She was his bookkeeper. So she went in and helped him straighten up his books when she first went to work. Other than that, she worked part-time at the dry cleaners, Rowan's dry cleaners, and she just raised me and my brother. I mean, it was just a normal family. We were Baptists. We belonged to the Baptist church, and we never missed church. All right, I was only 5 years old, so I don't remember a whole lot about what was when I moved here, except I wanted to go to Judson School out there at Judson because it had a wonderful teacher, Miss Moselle Johnson, that taught there for over 20 years. And I wanted to be in her class in first grade. So that's where I started out in first grade at Judson School. I went all through Judson. When I got through Judson, I signed up for college and went to North Texas State Teachers College. Just general education there. Nothing special because I didn't want to become a doctor or nurse or anything special. But I enjoyed my education at North Texas. It was a great college. And of course, my brother went to work for the telephone company when he got old enough to work. And another thing he did was join the Navy during the service. And he came home, he had met several people that he knew there. He brought one fella home that I ended up marrying. He was a cute little blonde, he was short, and I met his family. They were a terrific family. She had mostly girls. I think she had two boys and about four girls. I married into that family, and we started having children. We had five children, pretty close together. And of course, basically, they were raised in the Judson area schools and had a good education from Judson School. Other jobs I've had, I worked at the Goins Cleaners for a little while. And I even did part of a pickup route for dry cleaning. I just did miscellaneous kind of jobs because I was so busy having kids anyway, you know. That's the type of family we had. And this boy that came home from the Navy was a friend of, my husband was a friend of my brother and several other boys that were in the Navy at the time. My brother had also joined the Navy and was serving. So they got to know pretty well each other when they came home. And he felt like Billy Joe ought to become part of the family too. So he was a real nice fella. He worked for the railroad, TMP Railroad, when he got a job when he got home. He turned out to be an engineer with the railroad. So we had a pretty good life, busy life, raising kids. I started dating him when he came home from the Navy because I met him through my brother, you know, and I liked his family. We all got along good together. So he ended up taking me home to meet them, and I became part of that big family. She had about four or five girls and two boys. She had a big family. But Mr. Cabanis also worked for the railroad, and he died young, pretty young, but my husband kept on working for the railroad. He liked working for the railroad, Texas and Pacific. We couldn't go to many movies with so many kids we had. So we just had a general friendship, you know, a lot of friends through the church and through the community and through the school. When my kids started school, they became very popular in school. So we sort of followed them too. They started out at Judson, went through Judson, played football out there, and went on to college, Kilgore College, different places around here. So we just became a general East Texas couple. And he worked a long time for the Texas and Pacific. Me and my brother, we were the only two kids. He became a law enforcement officer, later on became a deputy sheriff and a big, important sheriff. And of course, he was a Baptist too. We all went to the Judson Baptist Church.